Pop Talk.
The Pop Talk is online on pop-talk.de, and I'm happy to have Solly in the studio today. She's coming straight from Iceland, and she is planning to do a tour in December in Germany and recording a new album right now. And we're going to listen to one song of it just to preview a little bit what's going to happen. The album is going to be released next year, and Solly's music is reaching a bigger and bigger audience in the last year since she released her first album, We Sing. Recently, she released an album with Sin Fang and Olvar Smarson from Mum, which is called Team Dreams, and we're going to play a song from this and, of course, talk to Solly and get to know her better because she's here in the studio. Welcome, Solly.
Thank you.
And on the microphone, says hello, Nabil Atassi. Song called Wasted. It's from the latest album that Solly recorded together with Sin Fang, which is Sindrimar Sigfusson, and he is the founder of Sea Bear, and you are also part of Sea Bear, so it's all hanging together. The album is called Team Dreams, and we just talked about that you have been touring with this album last year in China. How was that?
Very interesting, I would say.
Is it different to play to Chinese audiences? I mean, if you used to play in Europe.
I think the audience were just great, but the country itself is quite different from what we're used to. There are so many people there. I'm not used to that.
Oh yeah,
fun. Yeah.
How did you come to play in China?
Arvar, like the third member of Team Dreams, he he knows a guy who's booking the Moom shows there or something. So it was...
So it happened. Now you're recording a new album and you're doing this by yourself. So mm-hmm. you start working as a solo artist again. I mm-hmm. think it will be your fourth album then that you released, and another EP that you released all in the beginning. Mm-hmm. How is it going to be like?
It's been a while. I think I started the idea in 2016 or something. Then I wanted to make an accordion album because I was so tired of the piano.
But that's your main instrument that you love.
Yeah, I love hate piano. Okay. I really
like a true relation.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's really complicated, you know. At that time, I really wanted to. I don't know. I just needed something different. I really wanted an instrument that I could hold. So, and I had the accordion, and I played the accordion when I was younger, a little bit in like a Balkan East European band, you know.
Oh, really? In Iceland?
Yeah, with my friends. We were like 15. It was really fun. So I had the accordion, and I really wanted to make a drone album, like accordion drone. So it would not be like a polka accordion album, it would be like a drone album. So I did a show in 2016, and that's kind of when the idea of the my new album started. Oh. It has developed a lot, like, since then.
So the whole idea has changed.
Well, the sound, like the drone thing that I'm really into, is still there. I'm more into also like electronics and synthesizers right now, which I just think is a really normal development of an artist, you know.
Actually, you were always using it also on the first albums, like We Sing, but less than you do it now.
Yeah, definitely. That's just because I knew less. Now I know more, and now I use it. And I'm also using like theremin, and like I really like to experiment with instruments that I don't know. I like to learn how to play new instruments.
You are recording all by yourself?
Right now, yes. I usually do all the demos myself in my studio, and like kind of pre-produce my songs, and like, because I know what I want to do, and I know that no one else knows it but me. And
no, talking about control.
Yeah, I'm a control freak. I really am. But at the same time, I just think that this is what I want to do, and this is who I am, and it's really hard to explain to people what, you know, it's just better to do it myself, I guess. But then I get help with, you know, better quality of recordings and stuff if I need to, because I'm a really chaotic producer.
You have been playing to like bigger audiences since the last years and having more attention and stuff, which is good. But do you feel kind of a pressure when you record, or is that cool to you? Because you're taking your time, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Not now. I've learned a lot like last years. I released like my third album, Endless Summer, in 2017. And that's where I'm not really sure what happened there, but I felt there was a lot of pressure from a lot of people. I don't know. Maybe I wasn't 100% true to myself in a way. But anyway, like, it happened, and we did a tour, and it was fun. And I mean, I don't listen to the album, but I'm definitely like, I'm trying to be proud of everything that I've done, because everything is just a path, like a journey to where it leads you right now. But at this, like, I'm 33. Or 32, I don't remember. I'm 33, I think. I just had a birthday.
It's good if you don't know how old you are. It's a good sign. Birthday,
Anyway, it's a long story, but I think it doesn't matter. Like, I just really want to do what I want to do. I don't care about money. I don't care about, you know, I love playing for people, but, you know, it's not my goal to become a pop star. I just really need to do what I want to do. And that's what I'm doing right now on the new album. I'm like, it's partly about the end of the world.
That's my question. Yeah. Are you feeling doing what you want to do now? Is that your musical idea? Because we can maybe drift into into that album.
Yeah. It is. It's like I thought the idea of making a soundtrack for the end of the world would be a kind of a funny thing to do. Mm-hmm. Dramatic, but really
just for the case that it happens.
Yeah, just like a your last day on Earth or something.
Does it feel like it, the new album?
I don't know yet. I'm trying it out, you know. So I think so, because it cannot only be dramatic. It also has to have a humor in it. So I'm trying to combine those two things, you know, because it is really abstract. You know, all the news that we read every day now, like about that.
So difficult, yeah.
It's really difficult. Yeah. But at the same time, we just close our eyes and look the other way and go have a beer with our friends and laugh, you know. So it's
at
like,
the same time.
At the same time.
Seems obscure to do that.
It is.
Sometimes.
Yeah. It is, yeah.
Let's listen to the song. It's called Circles. Yeah. Is it a premiere?
Yeah. I don't know if I can do
premieres.
It. Yeah.
It's a premiere.
And it's a demo.
Let's call it.
Yeah.
That's a song called Circles by Sole, who is here in the studio, and it's off her new album that hasn't a name yet. And the song is played now just to give you an impression of what the new album is going to sound like, because Sole is exploring the end of the world. And we just talked about this, that being able to write these songs is maybe necessary to have this special feeling like that you have when you are in Iceland, that feels a little bit in a positive way, being at the end of the world, isn't it?
Well, yeah, maybe. I mean, I don't know if I would do this album if I'd live in
Africa.
In Africa, for example. Yeah, I don't know. You know, this is just where I grew up, so I don't know anything else.
Feels natural.
It feels really natural.
Do you have all the songs together now?
I'm still composing some. I've done like 32 minutes of music already. I mean, a lot of it is like still in a very experimental mode, like just a drone for 2 minutes that I have to kind of develop into, because I want to make a pop album like you heard.
Yes.
But I want to make a drone pop album. I don't know. I'm just still trying to figure out how to make it poppy.
We're looking forward to that. It's coming out next year. We don't know exactly when it's coming out, but it's going to be sometime next year.
Yeah, hopefully next fall, I would say. Yeah.
Great. Are you more a studio artist or do you prefer playing live? Because when you play alone with all these electronics, it's kind of work also.
Yeah. I think I love both. I really love being in the studio because it's like a meditation for me. It's just I can be there and not look at my phone for hours, you know. So it's a really good thing. Especially when I'm learning something new, and I feel like I'm really a curious person in the studio, but I also love to make, you know, mistakes, because I think there's like a lot of magic in the mistakes that I do. You know, sometimes I like when I have all those channels in the recording software, then like I pump one channel down and it goes into another plugin. I'm like, hey, oh, that's cool. Mm-hmm. I'll use it, you know.
And you mean playing live means being unable to make mistakes, or
do you
just make mistakes live as well?
Yes, or like I'm very afraid of that. You know, it gives me a lot of anxiety. My worst fear is that one day there will be like a front page in some newspaper, and on the front page there will be like the headline will be Soleil has been fooling us this whole time. She can't sing.
She fucked it up.
She's just like, she's been like making fun of us, and she doesn't know how to sing. That's like my worst nightmare.
There are some people that have experienced that feeling, actually, but they really truly couldn't sing and they were just fooling other people. I don't think you're doing that.
Well, I don't know. I'm waiting for that. Like,
we will be able to find out in seeing you here in Germany, because you're doing a tour in December.
Yeah, that's true. That's
which
true.
Is going to take place. The exact dates, it's going to be in just shortly before Christmas.
Yeah, very close to Christmas.
Yeah, it's
too
gonna be
close. My husband says.
Because you have family and a little kid that you're not taking with you on tour. Not always.
No, she came with me. She's 5 now. And she came with me like when she was younger. But I feel like it's just more secure for her if she's in her routine and like she's at home with her dad.
Is she a music lover?
Oh, yeah. Like she has so big opinions on what we listen to. She has like her own playlist on, but she's used to like, she's just grew up with a lot of noise music.
So you make her the first listener of your new album?
Well, yeah, she knows some of the songs. Yeah.
The tour is going to be, shortly before Christmas, and it's going to be at December 17, you're playing Beatpole in Dresden, and then 18th, it's going to be in Elbphilharmonie in Hamburg, and then you're playing on the 19th of December in Sälchen here in Berlin.
Mm-hmm.
That's it, actually. That's the tour.
No,
there's
and
some more dates.
Yeah, we have 2 more dates.
Now I got it. 20th of December, it's going to be Frankfurt at Brotfabrik, 21st Köln Stadtgarten, and 26th it's going to be in Freiburg, but that's in next year.
That's next year.
So Cologne, it ends with Cologne, then you head home for Christmas.
Yes.
It's a big thing in Iceland, isn't it?
Yeah, it is a big thing. Yeah, it's a big family thing. Yeah.
We'll see you on the tour.
Yeah.
And we're really looking forward to your new album.
Yeah. Thank you for talking to me.
It's a pleasure having you here. Yeah. Thank you, Soleil, for coming. We're finishing with a song from another album from you. It's called Ask the Deep. It's from 2015.
Mm-hmm.
And the song is called Dreamers.
Yep.
And this was the Pop Talk, and I say goodbye and hopefully hear you again on the next Pop Talk, which is going to be online on pop-talk.de. And on the microphone, Nabil Atassi.